the sound of Upper Basin Spring emerging from a mountainside. This is where it all started back in the mid-19th century. City dwellers traveled here by wagon and later train to escape typhoid epidemics and rejuvenate themselves, drinking pure spring water and hiking in the fresh mountain air. Basin Spring is the mother spring. And this is Harding Spring, where members of Eureka's historic late 19th century African American district would gather on Sundays to pray and sing spirituals. And this little flow is beautiful grotto spring draped in ivy and surrounded by blooming hydrangeas. Limestone steps take you down through a stone archway into an underground cave from where the spring emerges. This morning illuminated with burning candles and scrawled love notes. And although the spring water is undrinkable, cold water springs tend to be shallow, infused with rainwater and also mixed urban runoff. Every Eurekan seems to have a favorite spring.
I don't know. It's a close tie between Sweet and Harding.
That's Barbara Harmony, who's advocated to clean up the polluted springs of Eureka since the early 1980s. She's co-founder of the National Water Center and was instrumental in organizing a springs committee to protect, preserve, and monitor the springs.
Well, ultimately, we want to be able to bring the springs forward.
Paula Koch, a native of St. Joseph, Missouri, has been a springs committee member for 3 years. Plus, she's a retired special events coordinator, so agreed to organize Celebrate the Springs, a special 3-day-long family water festival that opens with a reception Friday, June 8th.
We have a reception at Keels Creek Winery from 5:30 to 7:30. That's June the 8th. And the catering is by Jane Tucker, and everyone seems to be really excited about that. And then Beth Stockdale will be playing the harp, and June Westfall and Kate Cooper will be signing their new book, Eureka Springs, City of Healing Waters.
Hopefully, festival goers won't drink too much wine at Keels Creek Winery, because the next morning they will join a procession led by local churches in honor of the springs, bright and early at 9 a.m.
So on Saturday morning, it starts at 9 o'clock at Crescent Spring and processes to Harding, Sweet, and Basin, and that's by downtown church choirs who will be led by Vicar Ben Helmer of the St. James Episcopal Church, and they'll be singing a song at each one of those springs and then ending at Basin, which is pretty much event central. And Mr. Shrine Ralph Wilson will be making shrines with kids, and that is a no-cost event, which is pretty unusual. Actually, the whole weekend is no cost other than the reception. And then there will be, I think, 5 different educational displays from different water groups. Then at 2 o'clock, John Tuhawks plays there again at Basin Park. And at 6 o'clock, there's drumming with Angelo. Now, at the same time in the morning, at 10 o'clock, at Sweet Spring, Beth Stockdale will be playing the harp. At Harding Spring, Julie Kahn Valentine will be doing plein air painting. And at Crescent Spring, the Preservation Society will be there to answer questions, as well as our fabulous gardener, Donnie Allen, will be there talking about how he does the plantings at the springs.
And how he does. Spring reservations, which are tiny urban preserves, are kept by city gardener Don E., who lovingly decorates with colorful sprays of bamboo and sparkly spheres. It's just how he is. But each spring is unique, with all sorts of incredible geologic features.
On Sunday, there will be all-day geocaching, as well as all-day geocaching on Saturday. And Lori Carter is organizing that. And she has a group of people that we're calling the Geocache Ambassadors, who, if people haven't done geocaching before, which is kind of like a treasure hunt, they'll be there to help them get started doing that. And we have all kinds of goodies in the geocache boxes, and they're setting up 40 temporary geocaches for just this weekend. So people will see places that they have not seen before in Eureka Springs. Also on Sunday will be a photography naturalist geologist walk with Chris Fisher and Jim Helwig. Jim is a PhD geologist, and so that will be a really interesting way for people to see the springs from a completely different perspective. And again, they will see springs that people don't ordinarily see.
Of course, Celebrate the Springs has an education component.
The educational exhibits are going to be really exciting, too. There's going to be a lot of information about rain gardens and how to establish rain gardens. And again, Chris Fisher will be there talking about rain gardens. And we'll also have educational exhibits from the Springs Committee, the Northwest Arkansas Land Trust, Ozarks Water Watch, the Kings River Watershed, and the Illinois Watershed.
The Eureka Springs Historical Museum on North Main Street is hosting a special exhibition in honor of the springs. Indigenous musician John Two Hawks will also perform, and African percussionist Yao Angelo will lead group drumming in the park. And to make it official, Eureka Springs Mayor Morris Pate has signed a document proclaiming the event.
And affirmed the importance of water and the springs here in our lives in Eureka Springs. And we got a very nice proclamation with a gold seal.
Barbara Harmony says Celebrate the Springs is meant to raise awareness about the preciousness of water. And Paula Koch's favorite spring?
Oh, Sweet Spring, for sure. It's beautiful, and we picnic there a lot.
Sweet Spring, just across from Eureka Springs Post Office, flows from the base of a limestone cliff. A circular stone stairway takes you down to the spring pool, where you can sit on a stone bench and breathe in the fragrance that can only be found in Eureka Springs. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.